Thanks for having me here. By the way, it's really a treat for me. I just wanted to bring up the conversation, talk a little bit about vertigo and dizziness. One of the things that I've had a chance to do over my career as a physical therapist is really focus on imbalance, dizziness, vertigo. It's kind of a specialty little love for me. I've spent probably about the last 16 years of my career working on getting more education in that field. Kind of when I first started as a physical therapist, one of the things that I got frustrated with was having a patient come to me and say, well, I'm dizzy, I don't have good balance, and I couldn't really answer their questions or help them figure that out. So I attended a couple of extra courses and really opened my eyes to what else is out there. And one of the things I get to do now is work with people who have either imbalance or dizziness, or maybe they use the word vertigo. Kind of a broad spectrum of what can trouble people as they get around in the environment. Right now, I feel really fortunate because I get to work with folks of all ages. I get to work with children maybe who have had concussions in their sports endeavors, or, you know, all the way up through somebody who's maybe in their 60s or 70s and they're having some imbalance. Maybe that's associated more with they've had a hip or knee replacement, or maybe they've had a small stroke. Big variety there. And I think people maybe don't understand that there are some very specific and interesting things that they can do with physical therapy to help them overcome those deficits.
There's a couple of things I like when I'm hearing you talk, Jeanette. I'm talking to Jeanette Tuzno, who's a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. One of the things I like is that people get an idea that they have a malady or something like that, but they may not tend to think about physical therapy to begin with. But it's really a good idea to think about physical therapy. Maybe bring up that idea to you guys. Mm-hmm. And another thing I like hearing is that, oh yeah, you know what? Maybe that's not a traditional physical therapy subject, but we'll find out about it and see if we really can help people with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people maybe don't understand that they can do something about their imbalance and about their dizziness. And one of the things that I like to encourage, especially maybe an older population, it's not okay for you to think, oh my gosh, I'm off balance, I'm a little bit dizzy, but you know what, I'm older and that's to be expected. And you know, I just frankly, quite honestly, totally disagree with that. If you are feeling that you have imbalance, if you do feel dizzy, there are a lot of different causes for that. Getting in to see a physical therapist who understands dizziness disorders can help them, or can help you through visiting with them, figure out what might be contributing to that. So, you know, if you do have imbalance, if you do have dizziness, if you feel like you're having vertigo, it makes a lot of sense for you to talk to your general doctor about it, have them get your prescription to come see us in Active Physical Therapy, and get an assessment to figure out just what's behind that. You know, your doctor may not be able to do that for you, but your physical therapist can. And sometimes it's a real simple fix. Sometimes it's the physical therapist saying, you know what, this isn't a physical therapy issue, and this is what I can tell your doctor to help him help you figure out the rest of it. Or guess what, this is a physical therapy issue, I think I can help you, and no, you don't have to continue the rest of your days on this planet feeling dizzy or feeling like you might fall. It's just not an option. It can be worked on.
Especially in the wintertime, and you're talking about anybody of any age, even if people are in their 90s.
Absolutely. Yeah. What I really want to discourage people from doing is just accepting that they can be off balance. Sometimes it's something simple like, well, let's get you the right assistive device. Maybe a cane will help you have the balance you need to stay active. Maybe it's a walker. Maybe it's a set of braces for your legs. Maybe it's just really understanding the right kind of shoes to wear. So making an adjustment with your physical surroundings can also help you stay more mobile. Because what happens if you decide you're off balance and you don't feel safe walking, then you sit. And when you sit, you lose the skills that you need to have good balance. And then when you do get up and move, you don't have good balance. So you just have taught yourself how to be immobile. And that's a problem as you age, because then your hips get weak. And if your hips get weak, it's hard to climb stairs. And then you don't go outside again. Okay, or if you're not trusting your knees and your hips, then you don't want to walk on the snowy surfaces that we have up here. Well, in cases like the last two winters, 6 months of the year. So if you're deliberately avoiding activity, you will deliberately set yourself up for more imbalance. And that spells a fall, and that spells kind of dastardly consequences. So yeah, if you're having trouble with trusting your balance, come see your physical therapist and see if there's something that can be done about that before you head into this spiral where you will become more and more immobile.
Joining me in the studio is Jeanette Tuzno, who is a physical therapist for Active Physical Therapy. And Jeanette, we were talking about vertigo and dizziness and that. How can people contact you and how can folks find out more?
Well, very simply, if you want to find a little bit more about active physical therapy, we have a couple options for you. Of course, there's the website that you can visit at stayactiveup.com, and they'll have some information there about the different clinics that we have with active therapy. There's one in Marquette. There's one that's new opening up at the Synergy Fitness Center downtown Marquette. The other clinic we have in Marquette is across from the medical center near the high school. There's a clinic in Ishpeming and another one in Agani. So going to that website will help you learn a little bit more about the staff we have at those facilities. You could also check us out on Facebook. It's a really nice website there. There you can see postings of the different interviews that we've done here at the radio station, as well as other events that active therapy participates in. And your other option is just to call the clinic, and the number at the Marquette Clinic is 226-0574. If you have some questions about dizziness or imbalance, the kind of things that we've been talking about a little bit today, call there, ask for myself. Again, I'm Jeanette Tuzano, and I'd be glad to take your phone call. If I can't take it when you call, leave your name and number, and we'll give you a call back. So if you've got some issues or some concerns about dizziness or imbalance, or even if you've got some what we would call motion sickness, there are things that we can look at in my assessment with you that would maybe lend a nod to why you're feeling that you get motion sick in a vehicle or if you're on a boat. If you're a younger student and you're working through athletics and you've got some dizziness that maybe you took a hard hit on the ice rink or when you were playing basketball, or maybe took an elbow to the head playing volleyball, don't neglect mentioning that to your physician, and they can send you over to see us at physical therapy, or you can just give me a call and we'll talk through it on the phone, and I'll let you know if it sounds like that's something I can help you with.